This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hey, welcome to Pennywise, the Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. In the market for a new car? Well, you're in luck. Auto dealers and manufacturers offer various incentives and deals for buyers. We're talking low rate financing to customer credit towards the price of your car. NerdWallet personal finance writer Kim Palmer is here to help us break down what car incentives are available for you. Basically, since the pandemic in 2020, car sales and inventory in general kind of became a nightmare. Low supply, not giving out as great of deals as there had been in pre-pandemic. It seems that now at the beginning here of 2024, things are creeping back. Things are getting better in way of that. So let's talk about what auto incentives are. What does this include?
Basically, an auto incentive is anything that gives you a better deal on your vehicle. So it applies generally to new cars. And it's things like rebates or a low rate for your financing, anything that helps you save money on that final ticket price.
Sure. And I mean, a car is an investment. There's a million things to choose from, different specs, all that jazz. But one of the suggestions I see here is to be flexible about which vehicle you plan to buy.
Yeah, being flexible can really help you get a much better deal. And that's because when you go to dealerships, they generally have some cars that are just overstocked. They're not selling as quickly. And auto dealers want to move those vehicles off their lots. And so if you are open to having one of those overstocked vehicles, you can usually negotiate for a better deal, maybe an extra rebate, lower rate financing, and you can walk away with that car for less. And the challenge is if you have a really specific car in mind and you're not flexible at all, that's when you end up really paying top dollar.
Sure. And with any big purchase, especially if you are going to get that specific, but let's say you're going more broad, you are flexible, which sounds like the good way to be. Just any big purchase, you want to do your research. So I see here that auto manufacturer websites are probably a good place to start and find those deals, right?
For sure. I also really like to start just a website that will give you a ballpark of the kind of pricing to expect. So going to a place like the Kelley Blue Book, you can look up the specific cars that you are interested in, and just going in armed with that information is really helpful. And then just like you said, going to the manufacturer's website, you can often find rebates listed there, and that just gives you more power and information when you go to the dealership to negotiate. So you definitely want to go in with as much information as possible, any rebates at your fingertips to bring up, all of that can help you bring down the price.
An important mention that I also just read is that incentives actually vary regionally. So you're going to want to type in your zip code and make sure that you're kind of giving yourself the most information that is directed at you, right?
That's right. There is so much variability based on where you live when it comes to car prices and the available rebates. And again, I mean, similar to that, you also might want to just call around to dealerships in your area, because sometimes you can find different pricing even within the same zip code at different dealerships. And it all really comes down to their inventory, what they're interested in moving off their lots quickly. So you definitely want to invest in some time before you actually go to the dealership, just so you can have that information. And it might even impact which dealership you choose to go to ultimately.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Yeah, because ultimately, the dealerships aren't going to just be like, hey, we have this awesome deal. You should probably have all that info in your back pocket while you're calling around, because they're not likely to be upfront and offer it to you right away.
For sure. As a consumer, you always want to be negotiating with as much information as possible. It just gives you more of an upper hand when you are asking for a lower price, because you can say, hey, if you're not going to offer this to me, I am going to go to another dealership. And it gives you that ability. That's why you really want to walk in with all of that information. And because we can easily do this ahead of time online, you can email dealerships in advance. You can do this research through all these websites before you go in. It really makes it possible to have a lot of information before you even walk in the door of a dealership.
Now let's talk about electric vehicles, or EVs as they're known. I'm guessing there could be some good potential steals and deals there.
Absolutely. So when it comes to EVs, you want to try to actually stack any incentives that are coming from the manufacturer and the dealership with a federal tax credit if you qualify and if your vehicle qualifies for that. So you always want to check that in advance too. It could even impact which vehicle you ultimately choose. And the real power here for consumers is stacking these incentives on top of each other. So you want to stack that credit, the tax credit, the manufacturer credit, any other incentives, and it really can add up. So it's kind of like when you go to the grocery store and you're trying to stack coupons, but because this is such a big price, a big ticket item, it's all the more important.
And ultimately, at the end of the day, just be prepared to negotiate and comparison shop, which is really all the things you just tackled.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people don't feel fully comfortable doing this. And that's why it's so important to just go in with as much information as possible, because that can just help you feel more comfortable. If you have a good sense of the prices to expect, the rebates that are available, it makes that negotiation process more comfortable. And so you might just want to make sure you take the time to do that before heading to the dealership and expect that negotiation. There's probably going to be a little bit of back and forth, and that's just part of the journey to getting you to the best deal.
It's a game you play. It's fun to play ball sometimes.
Exactly.
One of the last things I want to end on here is we're talking about car incentives in way of buying a vehicle, but anything you want to touch on as far as leasing a car?
For sure. So leasing is something that appeals to a lot of people, especially if you're the kind of person that really enjoys that new vehicle feel. And similar to buying a car, the pricing on leases varies a lot by dealership and depends a lot on inventory. And so you definitely, similar to buying, want to shop around, ask the dealerships in your area what kind of offers they can give you, and then compare them against each other. So it's a similar process. You just want to take that time to think through and make sure you're getting the best deal.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.